Hi, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton. I'm joined once again by Matt Addison from the Liverpool Echo and Neil Jones from Goal.com. We're going to have a bit of a chat today about Liverpool's potential summer rebuild, which is looking more and more likely with every one of those disappointing drop points or losses that Liverpool experienced this season. But we're going to obviously put a bit of an academy slant on it with it being One for the Future and have a look at some names who may be heading out of the club in the summer and sort of boosting the club's coffers, or also lads who may be considered in any future rebuild in terms of whether they can break into the first team or not. So I just want to start with the goalkeepers, Neil, because it's probably one of the sort of more, I guess, underlying interesting positions in the Liverpool squad right now. We've obviously got Quaveen Kelleher, who sort of looks all but set to leave in the summer. Adrian's out of contract as well. You'd imagine there's probably a space for someone like a Marcelo Pitaluga there at sort of 20 years old.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I think Liverpool will buy a goalie in the summer, or certainly sign a goalie, you know, an experienced sort of third choice. I mean, another Adrian, really. Kelleher's obviously an interesting case. It's so tough, isn't it? Because you sort of, you pray and you hope and you really want squad depth, and then when you sort of get it in a certain position, you think, no, come on, like, can't really have that. Can't have two sort of potential number one goalkeepers in the Premier League. I think there's a lot of clubs in the Premier League who'll be looking to take Kelleher. I think Leicester should be first on the list, to be perfectly honest. I haven't watched them this season.
Unless they're already stung by an excellent full goalkeeper.
Yeah, maybe they don't trust the seller. But yeah, I think it depends on what the offers are and what Kelleher wants to do. I think I wouldn't be surprised if Liverpool let him go, but I wouldn't be sort of ushering him out the door too quickly, especially if, you know, if Liverpool were to get into the Champions League, for example, you know, there's still possibilities there. Alisson's shown in recent years that he can miss games and he can be out for periods of time, and Kelleher has shown that he can step into big games as well, which is a pretty important thing for a number two goalkeeper. It's not a case of just putting him in for a League Cup tie and things like that. You know, he's played finals, he's played Champions League games, he's played Premier League games. Pitaluga's a one that, I mean, he was signed with the view of being part of the squad, wasn't he, and potential to be the part of the squad. I mean, he's only really had his exposures come at, you know, very, very low level with Macclesfield in I think it's the seventh or eighth tier of English football. So it's very hard to judge how ready he is there. I know he's been training with the first team all season, been around it. You might be looking at him and saying probably another loan at least before you'd consider him sort of playing in games. And then you've got Harvey Davis, you've got Rozier, you've got Ozinski, Vidjaros, and a lot of players who've gone out and got a bit of experience, Davis excluded. But you wouldn't say any of them have really sort of got to the level where you think, okay, yeah, they're good enough to be part of Liverpool's squad going forward. So I think Liverpool would be in the market for an experienced goalkeeper. I know they've been linked with a couple from Germany, haven't they? I think, is it Ron Robert Zieler, the one that's been linked, I think, most heavily. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they brought someone in like that and maybe, you know, kept around a Pitaluga or a Davis as their choice.